Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to ask you, look, every day is a national something day. You know, it's kind of National Feel Better Day, National Mental Health Day, National... Today, I believe, by the way, is a National Laughter Day. So we were thinking on a lighter note, to end the show today on a light note, what should it be? A national... Somebody immediately texted in there, National No Social Welfare Day, yeah. But what about National No Female Drivers Day? Because Patrick the other day was giving out about female drivers. National No Clampers Day. National Simon Harris Shut Your Mouth Day. How about that? National Break the Speed Limit Day in a safe manner. In other words, that we can all, like the Isle of Man, they do it every year. They have this thing called Sunday Madness, I think it is, where for one day everybody's allowed to drive as fast as they want. Maybe we could cordon off an area of rural Ireland and say, right, you can all drive like lunatics if you want to for one day. National Old Bad Drivers Off the Road Day. National RTE Off the Air Day. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it? Or National No Repeats Day, maybe, for example. Please. Now, I know I have an issue. Somebody said it's National Ray Darcy Off the Air Day. Yeah, okay. National Gag Moaning Husbands Day and National Speechless Wives and Girlfriends Day. So I'll tell you what. I have National No Car Day. Well, okay, that's not a bad idea. Maybe. I don't know if I could do it out of my car for a day. I wouldn't get the bus. I didn't know. I'd have to sit with other people. I'm such a snob, you've no idea. But Helena has one of her hampers to give away, all right? And what we will do is we will fill that full of classic hits material, you know, DVDs and CDs and mugs and all sorts of carry on. We'll give you a PJ Gym mug because there isn't a Niall Boylan mug. We're sorting it out, don't worry. We'll give you a few bits and pieces in a hamper. And all you got to do is text in National Something Day. So National No Something Day, right? I'm looking at a few more examples here. National No Bad Language Day? Yeah, okay. Yeah. National Builders with Bums Covered Day. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because builders tend to show their bums off on a regular basis, don't they? What's that all about, by the way? Why don't builders get jeans that actually fit them? So National What Day? National No Niall Boylan Day. How dare you? I thought you loved me. National No Moaning Day, says somebody else. And Dave, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Dave?
How are we, Niall?
Good. National what day?
National Tell Your Boss to Shovel Up His Whole Day.
I don't think Andy Bad News would appreciate it.
Huh? I'm sure Andy's a lovely boss. You still have a job, don't you?
He's all right, like. He's not the worst in the world.
He's
a bit grumpy by times. He's a bit moany.
I'm sure. I can imagine it's through all the complaints that your show has coming in on top of him. Probably has him grumpy.
Well, that doesn't help, I'll be honest with you. You know, there was a couple this week already, and he wasn't too pleased about that.
Yeah, he's probably sitting out great. Oh, not that boiling fella.
Do you know what he did? Do you know what he did for a complaint here one day, right? He just said to me, Annalena, will you respond to there's a complaint there? I've just sent it over to you by email. Will you respond to that? So I see some of the complaints, right? Some of them are like, Niall Boylan is an idiot and a brainless moron. Get him off the air, right? So, in any case, there was one like that. And I sends him this response for the complaint. And he rewords it saying, agreeing with the person. More or less agreeing with them, you're right. He probably did piss you off. We're sorry.
Hey, you know, there's a joke I read there a while ago, just while I was on my lunch break. You should look it up. There's a hotel below in Doolin. Someone left a really scathing review, and one of the managers got back to him. And it's honestly one of the funniest responses I have ever read in my life. You should look it up.
Right.
If you're looking for a good laugh, it's brilliant.
A hotel in Doolin. All right, okay. Yeah. We'll have a look. So everybody should tell their boss to shove it.
Just one day. Just one day of the year.
You can tell your boss just get lost. Abuse him.
Exactly, yeah. Where you just, you know, if your boss is being a bit of a dick, you can just turn around and tell him exactly what he wants, you know, what you think of him. Tell him, shove it up his hole and there's no repercussions.
Well, I try it and see what happens.
That'd be cathartic anyway, do you know?
Oh, well, hang on for a second. Hang on. Helena, ring my phone there, will you, just for a second? Can you ring my phone, my mobile phone? Yeah, just ring my mobile phone. Online, put me online. Oh, you don't have a line? Oh, right, okay. Can we just free up a line just for a second? Three, and then we'll ring them back. Free line three up there, and we'll ring them back, all right? Stay there for a second, Dave. We'll see how this works out, all right? Is he out there? Is me boss, Dave, is me boss out there?
Huh?
Is that, I just want to see if he's in, if he's actually there. Let's just see. Yeah, he's there. All right. Just free up, yeah, just ring my mobile phone there on line three. All right. Now, before I just stay there, Dave, let me just go to Tracy, around Classic Kids. Hey, how are you, Tracy?
Hi, how are you?
National No Brexit Talk Day.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you wholeheartedly.
Do you know what? Himself is English. I had all the in-laws over for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's all they spoke about.
Brexit.
He got one of those Alexa things for Christmas and she wakes him up with an alarm in the morning, BBC News. So every morning at 6:45, I'm woken up with talk of Brexit.
There's an Irish radio station, I won't say which one it is, right, but I do listen to it the odd time on the way into work, and every day it's another expert with a permutation of what could happen if there's a hard border, a backstop, another referendum, and invariably it doesn't happen the next day, whatever he's talking about, and it's like a snooze fest.
Yeah, they should just do it, just leave and see what happens, for the crack,
I'm going to join the callers here,
Hang on. Can you all hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so I'm on my phone now, right? Okay, hold on. I'm going to just... Dave, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, let me just try this plan. Like, where's the boss? I'm telling him what I think, right? Hold on, let's see what he says. Hold on. I hope he's all can still hear me now. Right, are we all still there?
Yep.
Where is he? Hold on. Andy. We've decided on the radio today that we're going to have a national something day. Yeah, I'm still on the air, I know. So one of the callers, Dave, decided national tell your boss to shove it up his whole day. How did that wash with you? So I've decided, he also said we should tell our boss what we think of them. I've decided today that I want to tell you what I think of you. Andy, most times you're a nice guy. But your ammonia was shite.
Yeah, that's a pretty good word to get.
Do you think you're a good boss?
Right, okay.
I think I'm a very good employee. Very dedicated, loyal employee. What do you think I am? Right, okay. So, Dave, there you go. I've just told him what I thought of him.
There you go. Yeah, he's T45 at the end of the week.
Yeah, he does look a little bit shocked, I have to be honest. He's a bit taken back by the whole thing. Better go back into the microphone. I think he's a bit pissed off, because he wasn't really expecting that. Hold on a second.
Sorry about that.
Careful ruining his afternoon.
I think I did ruin his afternoon a little bit, yeah. Sorry, Tracy. So getting back to Brexit, yeah, we're all pissed off at Brexit. Yeah. You're right.
Enough is enough now. They should just do it. Just listen, the people
stop voted. Talking about it.
Stop talking about it and just do it.
Yeah. Dave, are you a Brexit fan? Are you a Brexit fan, Dave, by any stretch of the imagination?
Brexit is like Donald Trump for me at this point. I'm sick to my back. No.
Donald.
I really don't care. Like, you know, you could have a news story where Donald Trump set up an M60 and started shooting immigrants at the border. And you're just like, you know what? I don't care. I don't want to be hearing a man's name anymore.
Yeah, I've just been told by Helena, by the way, that Andy is still sitting there wondering what the hell that was all about. All right, let me go to Katie. Katie, you're on National Hits Day. You're on Classic Hits. How are you, Katie?
I'm all right, and how dare you cancel my call to ring your boss.
I'm sorry, Katie, I do apologise.
I'm named the day now, especially after that incident. Right. It's going to be called You're a Dick Day.
You're a Dick Day.
Yes. You were a dick just then, because you took me off air to speak to your boss.
I know.
I forgive you.
Right.
But yeah, imagine you could just go out and say, right, anyone you know, but obviously the first place I'd go to would be government buildings, and I would have my placard and my list of names and just have You're a Dick Day 2 on the list. And just wave it in the face when they were going in and out the door. I'd not say anything. I'd love it.
So national insult anybody you want day.
Yeah.
Right.
Right across the board, but mainly government buildings. I might even print up a T-shirt and have it on my boobs. You're a dick. Let's go global. You know, you could go over to Washington DC stand outside, and there's a big dick day over there. Why don't you get the wig? Why not? Life's too short.
Yeah, you might as well. Just tell people straight out what you're thinking of. Would it be weird if we knew what people were thinking and if we actually couldn't lie?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wouldn't you imagine it was a human thing that we didn't have the ability to tell lies, right?
Jesus, it'd be awful. Imagine prime time.
So if somebody said, you know, well, what do you think of, you know, such and such a person, you just say it straight out exactly what you think of them. It'd be awful, wouldn't it?
But it'd be great. Even if you just had that ability, say, for an hour. Oh, I'd love to. Oh, my God.
Who's the first person you call a dick, by the way?
Oh, jeepers. He's kind of got wavy hair and he's got an American accent and he looks as orange as...
Well, do me a favour, stay there for a second, Dave and Katie, all right? So Katie wants a national insult day. Davey wants a tell your boss, which I just did, to shove it up his ass day, or tell him what you think of him. And also, I'm going to come to Joe straight after the break. I've got to take a break. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Joe, what do you want? A national what?
I want two national things.
Two national things.
One, no nonsense day.
No, no nonsense day.
No vegans, no people getting offended, no anything like that.
Okay, right, that's a good day to have. No snowflake day, yeah.
No, yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're losing you, Joe. What are you doing with your phone? I want a national people getting new brand new mobile phones day. Joe, are you there?
I am.
Okay. All right, go on. So now, your next national day?
My next national day would be no children in restaurants and coffee shops for a day.
Oh, okay. Good one. Yeah, I like that. I like that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I love children. I have one. It's great. But I want to be able to go to a place where I don't hear any.
Yeah. That's a good idea, Dave. You have a young child as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than going into a restaurant full of screaming kids flinging chips at each other.
No.
Oh, man, I'll be honest with you. I love my son to bits, and I love my niece and nephew to bits and all, but the laughter of children sometimes is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
It is.
Yeah, Katie, are you child-friendly?
Mine are now. I've gone through that phase, but I do remember one restaurant we were in, and my son was 3, and he was just running around us at the table, and there were 2 ladies at another table, and one looked over at me and just did the nodding of the head and the...
Tut, tut. Yeah.
So I got up and I went over to her and I said, and your problem is? And she went, children running restaurant. And I went, I don't know if I can say it on here. I said,
watch the language, middle of the day, right?
I said, do I give a... And I turned, because he wasn't being bold, he was running around our table and he wasn't even running, he was playing, but he was quiet.
Yeah, but you don't have kids playing in a restaurant, Katie.
No, well, not running up and down like... tearing her hair out, but I just thought, well, she deserved what I said because she wasn't pretty.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's not good fun to go to a restaurant.
No.
Particularly if it's a nice meal out with your partner or something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, this was early afternoon. This wasn't like an evening setting or anything like that. This was just grumpy hole of the year.
A place for children to play.
Yeah. But I mean, I've just come up with another one there. Grumpy Hole of the Year Award. She'd win it.
Grumpy Hole of the Year Award. Who'd win it, Joe?
No, the one in the restaurant that was...
Oh, the one in the restaurant. I was going to say Joe.
I would win too.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, Joe. You wouldn't, Joe.
Oh, I would.
Are you grumpy, Joe?
I'm not grumpy, but for me, it's simple as that. If your child cannot be seated on a table, wait for his food, and behave, don't take it out.
Mm.
Some of the adults you've just described there... Never mind the kids.
Okay, we'll stay there, all of you. Let me go to Keith. Keith, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Keith?
How are you doing, Lyle?
Good, Keith. Nice to talk to you. What do we have? National what, Keith?
National No Nagging Wife Day.
Right. That's a good one, isn't it? But they don't all nag, do they?
Will you stop? I went to do the dishwasher the other day and she told me that they were wrong and she wouldn't stop. And every time I come home from the pub, she gives out to me. You know?
And what does she give out? What does she give out about? You being in the pub?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Happy doing that. You've been in the pub or coming home from the bookies or that, and you just give out. You walk all week and then you give out to you when you go to the pub.
Yeah, I mean, they do nag a lot, Katie, don't they? Katie, you still there? Oh, I just lost Katie. And I mean, and how long are you married, Keith?
27 years.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a good amount of time to hit somebody, isn't it? I mean...
Ah, yeah, but you don't stop nagging, you know what I mean?
And do you ever nag? Do you moan?
Me? No. No. You I hand up all my wages, well. I hand up most of my wages.
You just want the easy life, is it?
That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I suppose so, yeah. All right, thanks for that, Keith. Maria, you're on Classic Hits. Maria, national what?
Oh, please, national, don't talk about the weather day.
Well, it is Ireland, for God's sake.
I know, but please, every second person you meet, they have a
dreadful
face
day
on the ground.
Yeah, dreadful
the
day today,
it's cold.
Isn't it?
It's too hot. Oh, please.
Is it going to snow? Everybody I'm meeting lately is, oh, feels like it's going to snow today.
God, I'm aching. There must be rain on the way.
All right, you know what my mother used to say when it was warm, right? And it would rain. She'd go, ah, we needed that rain to take the disease out of the air. I'm going, what is that all about?
I know, if we have a summer like we had last summer, I mean, seriously, like... You know, after 5 minutes, God, it's too hot. I have to get in.
I had a friend, he was living in Marbella and he was working there selling property going back about 7 or 8 years ago. And I was saying to him, like, do you love working over here? And he goes, yeah, yeah. He said, the money's not great, but he said, I just love the place, right? And I said, what's the main difference between here and Ireland? And he said, nobody mentions the weather. Nobody. He said, because it doesn't rain, generally speaking, and it's pretty much the same every single day. So nobody ever mentions the weather. And he said, it's a bit weird when you meet people. But he said, because you don't know what to actually say to them. Because the first thing we say to people in Ireland when you meet them, grand day today, isn't it? Bit cold today, isn't it?
I don't mind the grand day, but they go on and on and on. And no matter what the weather, there's always a moan. And please, please, could somebody just shut up for a day about it?
Yeah, I agree with you, Maria. Let's all have a day where we just don't mention how bad the weather is or how good.
Yeah,
well,
smile if it's rain, jump in a puddle if it's sunny, you know, get us on 10.
Yeah, wrap up. Thanks, James. You're a Classic Kids. How you doing, James?
Afternoon, T9. How are you?
National what?
Two for you. Okay. What are your favourite ones? National No Vegans Day.
Oh, right, yeah. Could we just lock them all up for a day?
Absolutely. Or, yeah, I think your favourite one would be with National Nile Boiling Day.
Yeah, well, we could have, that would be a good day, James, a National Nile Boiling Day. And for one day, everybody actually listens to what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. We have to take your word as gospel for this.
I would like to be like the Taoiseach for a day, where I would have the power to bring in laws. Just for
that
one day.
Great.
Oh, I would change everything. I tell you, I'd be very hated by the end of the day. But I think a lot of people would love me too.
That's it, you get it all done. Maybe that's what we need, bro. You know, you can tell all the people on social welfare, you're all in trouble now, people.
Well, the world's abusing it, and they're not all up there. See, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't take me out of context. There's a lot of people who need social welfare. But the ones who are abusing it, yeah, I'd get them all off it. Get a job, you lazy wasters.
Absolutely.
Thank you, James.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.